the night. I'm blue as the day. Up floats my darling, sit you way away. Sometimes I wonder what made you stray. Oh, dark as the night, I'm as blue as the day. The blue sky that shines in my heart. It's dark outside since we've been apart. Oh, tell me, please tell me what made you stray. I'm as blue as a day. Dark as the night, I'm blue as the day. Her floats my darling, sets you in a way. Sometimes I wonder what made you stray. Oh, dark as the night, I'm blue as the day. Blue as the sky that shines in my heart. It's dark outside since we've been apart. Oh, tell me, please tell me what made you stray. Dark as the night, I'm as blue as the day. Oh, tell me, please tell me what made you stray. Dark as the night, I'm as blue as the day.
Dark as the night, blue as the day. Dave Evans right there from 1979. And I'm looking forward to seeing that Dave Evans tribute once again. This time I'm going to watch it at the Route 23 Bluegrass Festival up there in Piketon, Ohio. Check that out on the old Facebook or on the old web. And now let's go back to 2004, one of the best songs ever written and one of the best performances ever by a singer singing one. It's Alicia Nugent singing a song called Paper and Pen. And listen to the words if you've never heard it before right here on the Blue Road.
There's a letter in a shoebox, in a dresser she keeps locked, but she's never read it all the way through. It was the last one he wrote her. She was sure it was over from all that he told her in the first line or two. Said times are hard now, got some things left to sort out, and a man and his freedom don't easily part. That's where she stopped reading. Her soul was bleeding, so she chose her weapon and went for his heart. With paper and pen, she got her last words in. I never loved you was the lie she wrote him. He couldn't believe the reply he received. What a sad tragedy for good. Knife when you can take someone's life with paper and pen. Well, they say he went crazy. In just a few days he got on the bottle and went out of his mind. This day she don't know. In the letter that he wrote, he asked for her hand in the very last line. he received. What a sad tragedy for good love to win. Who needs a knife when you can take someone's life with paper?
The Sea of Heartbreak, the country gentleman on the program. That's a good one right there. Here's another good one. It's a Tom T. Hall number. It's Rock County doing Turn It On, Turn It On, Turn It On as we travel on down the Blue Road.
One morning he went down to the company store. Got him a big box of bullets fed into his .44. Storeman said, "Son, are you gonna work? You know you owe me too much to stop." John said, "I got a little working to do, but I ain't gonna buy your car." People said John was a slacker, 'cause he wouldn't fight in their war. A man wasn't much if he wouldn't fight back in 1944. Doctors said John was too sick to go, but the people said that he was a coward. One of the men making fun of him was a man named Milton Howard. Milton was down at the Cold Springs. He's a drink from a mason jar. He said, John, better get yourself to work. You're gonna fool around till you get fired. John blew the dust from his old 44, put two holes in Milton's head. When John went off to get some more shooting done, that old Colt Springs running red. Next guy he met was a Stegall boy, and the boy had a hammer in his hand. John said, son, you should have built yourself a box, cause you were headed for the promised land. Stegall fell down on his knees to pray, and he said, Lord, Johnny, please don't shoot. Before he got halfway to saying amen, well, old John shot him out of his boots. Word went out through the county that old John had lost his head. The people were running and screaming. There were seven of them lying there dead. Johnny hid out in a farmhouse. He had satisfaction in his eyes. He said, I know they're coming to kick me, boys, but they ain't gonna take me alive.
Was the relatives of all them dead. Now John said, if the sheriff comes through that door, I'm gonna fill him plumb full of lead. The sheriff kicked down that old farmhouse door, but old John's gun wouldn't shoot. Johnny just smiled at the sheriff and said, the Lord must think a lot of you. They took old John to the jailhouse. He entered him a guilty plea. Judge said death in the electric chair, cause it's murder in the first degree. John's last meal was a lot of fried chicken, some pulled beans and a baby squash. He ate every bite they brought him, then he smiled and said, thank you all a lot. They put old John in the electric chair, they shaved his ankles and his head. Preacher said, son, have you got something to say? Cause in a minute you're gonna be dead. Johnny said, I ain't no coward, and the people know that I won't run. Then Johnny smiled up at the warden and said, turn it on, turn it on, turn it on.
David Parmalee, Blue Debut, and Bill from Isonville are all up next with me, the Bowman, right here as we travel down the Blue Road. It's the Route 23 Bluegrass Festival, formerly the Same Jam, located at the Packton County Fairgrounds, Packton, Ohio, September 2nd through the 6th, featuring the Steel Drivers, Sister Sadie, the Appalachian Road Show, Newfound Road, the Chris Davis Band, Pedal Wave Road, Volume 5, Downriver Collective, the Poe Ramble Boys, a Dave Evans tribute, Trey Hensley, and many others, along with the Route 23 Hop. The complete lineup is at Route23Bluegrass.com. Check out Route 23 Bluegrass Festival on Facebook or call Rick Green at 740-547-9059. Grace and Sanitation is celebrating their 40th year of service. They are the ones that you have depended upon the past 40 years for your sanitation needs. From day one, Grace and Sanitation has been a champion of youth sports and community events. For 40 years, Grace and Sanitation has been your first call for cleaning up around the house, the farm, that construction site, or industrial site. Grace and Sanitation services include residential, commercial pickups, roll-off, and dumpster service. Give them a call at 606-474-5850, where it's always a family tradition with Frank and Travis Rice at Grace and Sanitation.